Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
I get this question often from realtors, especially new realtors, and they ask me, Gary, is it hard to get to six figure? Is it really difficult? What do I need? What's required? And I say, well, if you're lucky, yeah, you can have a couple of rich clients and then you can get six figures easily. They do a couple million dollar homes and then you can get six figures. But if you're thinking about sustainable six figure income, it's a lot more than what you think. Number one, work ethic. The average realtor in Canada does 3 to 5 deals a year, and they probably make, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 a year. And I say, like, if you want to be average, then yeah, average realtor does that. So if you want to be above average, you can't do what the average people do. And the average people get, you know, 3 to 5 deals a year, $30,000 to $50,000 in income. But if you're thinking about, I want to hit six figure, I want to hit at least $100,000. It's not just about being average. In the past, when you do, you know, average quality work, then you get average results. If you do good work, then you get good results. If you do great work, you get great results. But in this day and age, it's a lot more competitive, a lot more people involved, and the standards are a lot higher. Now, if you do average, you're gonna fail. You're gonna be just out. And if you do good work, then you're just going to be an average realtor, and you're just going to produce average results. If you do great work, you're just going to produce good results. So if you're thinking about six figures, you got to be producing like extraordinary results, extraordinary, like above and beyond, just to get, you know, low six figures, like $100,000, $150,000. Nowadays, being good is just not good enough. You got to be really out there. You got to be extraordinary. You got to be in front of people. People have to notice you. They have to remember you. And with all the competition and all the noise out there, you really need to do something that stands out. Number two is urgency and speed. I know many realtors that they don't react with urgency. They don't have urgency when they build their business. They don't get back to clients quickly. They get a lead and they're like, oh, I'll deal with it tomorrow. They have a request from a lead or a client and they're like, yeah, I'll do it later. They're not jumping on the phone and calling. Like, when I get something from my clients, I respond as soon as possible. I'm on top of things. And that leaves an impression on your clients and your leads. If you just wait, your clients are not gonna wait for you. They're gonna call somebody else, right? Especially if they don't know you, if they're just a lead and they don't have a relationship with you. You don't give them the service right off the bat. You don't give them a good first impression. They're gone. Number three is the concept that market knowledge is not good enough. So everyone knows, oh yeah, you gotta be a knowledgeable realtor. You gotta know about the market. But I'm here to tell you that knowing the market is the bare minimum. It's the bare minimum. Just knowing the market and what's going on in the market, is it up or down, is it buyer's market, seller's market, that's just the bare minimum. You gotta go above and beyond. You gotta stand out some way. Some people stand out, add value by offering different services, like, oh, you know, I'll babysit your home and manage your property when you're on vacation. I'll pick up your newspaper, I'll pick you up from the airport, I'll help babysit your children. There's a lot of realtors who just do extra services. For me, I do like real estate consulting. I do real estate investment consulting. I also set my clients up with different partners, real estate investment partners and private equity, and like all the vehicles and connections I have, I offer that to my clients. And also, like, I give my clients access to exclusive deals, and I build relationships in the real estate industry, so I have the connections. So the time where knowing the market is good enough, that time has gone. You gotta be above and beyond just knowing the market. Knowing the market, like I said, bare minimum. Number four, you got to be building your brand, your marketing, your online presence, and your relationship building. If you want to get to that six-figure mark sustainably, you got to build your brand. People got to know you. You got to stand for something. They got to be thinking, okay, Gary, oh, he is the real estate investment realtor. Oh, he's the guy who helps clients build a real estate portfolio. Or he's the guy who inspires and coaches and walks with his clients hand in hand. And he's the guy with the connections that he, you know, you got to be known for something. What about marketing? Like, do you have a specific marketing plan for your clients' listings? Or are you like, yeah, I'll try to market it, you know, put some pictures up and stuff. Like, is it clear? Is it structured? Is it, do you have a, like a 5-point, 10-point plan or something like that? Like when people come to me, I have like on my website, I have like the luxury home sales system. I have a real estate acquisition formula. It's very clear. So for me, when they come to me, I have a clear system on how to help them buy or sell or establish a portfolio. So if you want to be a sustainable six-figure realtor, you have to have a structure in place. And then so clients can feel certain and comfortable. Oh, this person knows what they're doing. They have a structure and a system that they've put into place and that kind of thing. Online presence. A lot of people, buyers and sellers these days, are searching online for their realtors. It's no longer just about asking your friend, oh yeah, do you know a good realtor? A lot of people are just doing their due diligence online, searching online, looking for reviews, looking for testimonials of their realtors. So on my website, I have a whole bunch of testimonials. So people can see clearly, like what do other people, what do his clients say about him? And on my YouTube channel, I do the same thing and it's really clear. And I have Google reviews and all that stuff. When you're starting out, maybe you don't have a ton of clients to give you video testimonials or such. Maybe you can get references, recommendations by people you've worked with in the past and use that as a testimonial. It might not be specifically real estate related, but any testimonial is better than no testimonial. Like I said, relationship building is key. So not only is branding, marketing, online presence, that's important, but relationship building. Are you good with building relationships with people you've met at the open houses and with strangers you've met? Or how about your sphere, the people you know that are close to you? Are you building relationships with these people? Are you following up? Are you getting to know them? Are you very introverted and not talking to them, not following up? Or are you on top of it and trying to help them in any way possible? So number one is work ethic. Number two is urgency and speed. Number three is knowing the market is just not good enough. Market knowledge is just not good enough. Number four, branding, marketing, online presence, and relationship building. I kind of coupled it all together. Basically, like the first three are important. The last bunch, I kind of coupled together because it's all about your online presence and your marketing and stuff combined together. But basically, four things. If you can do these four things well, there is a high chance that you'll be able to build a sustainable six-figure income as a realtor. I know you've been watching these videos for some time, but you haven't subscribed. Subscribe below, click the notification bell to be notified of future videos. And hey, if you found value in this video, please share and comment below if this video is helping you at all. Is it giving you inspiration? Is it encouraging you? Is it giving you some advice? I love to read your comments. I love to read the comments in the videos. So please comment below and I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.